This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. I got a lot of feedback to the Belkin item from last week, so I have a question for you. We'll get to it in a second. From the community, Amazon bought PillPack since they wanted to get into being our pharmacy. Now PillPack reports a data breach affecting more than 19,000 people. This is a severe black eye for Amazon security, which, with Chief Security Officer Steve Schmidt's elevation to the S team, is now apart and aside from AWS proper. I hope and expect there to be a lot of transparency around how this occurred and what'll be done to prevent recurrences going forward. And after last week's noting of Belkin slash Wemo's abysmal approach to home security, I learned two things. First, Belkin is crappy in many ways, such as not embracing the Matter standard so they can maintain their crappy moat. Secondly, a number of you sure are into smart home stuff. Well, okay. I should start posting more about my 3D printing nonsense, my home assistant automations throughout my house, the arcane VLAN arrangement I have set up, the ADSB receiver that lives in my bedroom, and more. It's not very cloudy, but I am here for you folks. Let me know. From the mouth of AWS Horse, AWS partners bring choice of temporary elevated access capabilities to IAM Identity Center. This is a display of how a variety of partners are using temporary credentials. I'm doing something very similar internally. This is a best practice that's rapidly emerging, so you're going to want to keep an eye on it. Exclude Cypher suites at the API gateway using a network load balancer security policy. Man, there sure are a lot of people with overscope permissions, shared accounts, and password reuse worrying about the specific TLS ciphers their marketing website is using. Faster AWS cloud connections with TLS 1.3. I wonder how much extra this is going to cost customers.
That's ridiculous, Corey. AWS doesn't charge more for TLS.
Okay, Jen, but CloudFront charges a third more for HTTPS requests than it does for HTTP requests. And Stronger Together highlights from RSA Conference 2023. AWS wasn't there. Look, that's a fine and valid choice, but then trying to summarize it for your customers as if you're an authority when you were too frugal to even buy a sponsor booth is a bad look for a $1.241 trillion company. And in the tools and tips world, I found a fun one. Is it AWS? Takes an IP and tells you not only whether it's an AWS endpoint or not, but also the region and service it belongs to. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Ever onward we go.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.